Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Sources tell ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth used the Signal app on a personal computer in his office that was connected to the internet on an unsecured line, what's called a dirty line, a nickname given to a commercial internet line that's used to connect to websites that would not be available on the Pentagon's computers and would not be secure.
Hegseth has denied doing anything wrong. Meanwhile, it's a day of mourning in Ukraine. After 9 people were killed, more than 100 hurt in a Russian strike on Kyiv, President Trump called on Vladimir Putin to stop. Tens of thousands of people continue to proceed through St. Peter's Basilica to pay their respects to Pope Francis as he lies ahead of tomorrow's funeral. And today in New York, Luigi Mangione expected to plead not guilty to murder in the killing of a healthcare CEO last year. This is ABC News. The Justice Department's accusing a New York beekeeper of lying on his green card application and allegedly concealing his role in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky has more from New York.
What specifically led them to arrest him now as he was living in this rather exclusive enclave on Long Island? The court documents don't make clear, but he has applied repeatedly for either citizenship or some kind of status in the United States. Finally, it seems somebody noticed.
The 65-year-old pleaded not guilty. The judge agreed to a $250,000 bond. Not a good sign for the spring housing season. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes in March plunged nearly 6% from the previous month. That is the biggest monthly decline since the end of 2022. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, it'll be a little cooler with off and on showers, ending by early afternoon, a high of 57. Tonight, clearing and brisk, a low of 35. Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 62. Saturday night, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 37. Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, a bit breezy, a high of 67. Scattered showers likely on Monday with a high all the way up to 77. Could be some heavier thunderstorms by Monday with that warmer weather. We rise and shine this morning. Some stats on yesterday. We got up to 61 degrees. We picked up 65 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. This morning, we rise and shine with a northeast wind at 2 miles per hour, and we're at our overnight lows so far. It's 46 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. And it is time to now officially begin the broadcast day. Today is Friday, April 25th.
Proudly we hailed at the twilight.
Reba McEntire with Kelly Clarkson as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem rendition today, performed by Lee Greenwood. Hello, friends. Phil Nee with you. You may remember me from previous Light in the Milk House shows. Here we are together again on a Friday and getting together and plotting strategy for the weekend, seeing where we're going to go, who we're going to see, what we're going to do, talk to, and what we're going to listen to, and chances to win a little later on this morning as well. The NFL draft underway in Green Bay last night. That was pretty exciting stuff. We'll talk about some of those early drafts as well when we check sports in about 10 minutes. And a Brewer loss last night in a close one, 6-5 to San Francisco. Actually, that was yesterday. The Brewers playing a daytime game, a traveling day on Thursday. Well, it's time to officially start the chores now. Today, Friday, April 25th. Here is John Anderson.
I've never seen a miracle before. I thought you were sent from heaven's door. But you knew all along you wouldn't stay. Once I did, I couldn't get enough. You're nowhere near what you appear to be. Now I see the truth that I'm in too deep. Well, I fell in the water that you walked on.
South of town, a drifter who decided it was time to settle down. There was no sea he had not sailed or sky he had not flown, and the only place he had never been was a place he could call his own. He broke the soil and planted seed, but the land refused to yield, and the loneliness he felt at night was the kind no man should feel. Till a woman came into his life, a daughter of the soil, a bride that he could stand beside and ease his daily toil. And he called his kingdom Jason's Farm. The land grew rich and green for King Jason and his queen, and the wind blew sweet each night time as they lay in each other's arms. And all things good grew on Jason's farm. When the summer sun had finally gone and the harvest time was near, Jason's pretty Mary whispered magic in his ear. Then Jason's laughter filled the land and his soul began to sing. And he boasted of a son his wife would bear him in the spring. And all things good grew on Jason's farm. The land beneath the skies turned as green as Mary's eyes. And he felt the child grow strong in Mary's womb against his palm. And all things good grew on Jason's farm. Now the Lord gives and he takes away, and to all men this is true. And most of us accept it, and we learn to live it through. Now God gave a child to Jason, an extension of his life, but in doing so, he traded the child for Jason's wife. The crops are rotting in the fields, the land left unattended, and somewhere Jason roams the earth, his wounded heart unmended. The house is slowly falling in the dust of Jason's yard, a monument to a man who shunned his child and cursed his God. And nothing grows no more on Jason's farm. The land once rich and green is dead and dry like Jason's dream. And the wind that once blew sweet through Mary's hand is strangely calm. And nothing grows no more on Jason's farm.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Good morning, 516 the time. A little Cal Smith story. He had a few of those in the 70s. And Jason's Farm. A Red Cross blood drive is happening today at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, also at St. Mary's St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point, and it's happening at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland today from noon until 5. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Richland Center Public Works and the Brewer Public Library will host an Arbor Day Storytime read by Brian Wall from the Department of Natural Resources. That's today from 3 until 4:30 at the library. Each attendee will go home with their own seedling to plant.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
As crops begin to grow, so do the buzzing workers of the farm, bees, butterflies, and other pollinators. These tiny powerhouses help ensure strong yields and healthy plants. A salute to the farmers who protect and appreciate those natural helpers. This message is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto Richland Center, your total car care center, keeping you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignment. And Chetwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Get ready for a fantastic feast. The Waseca Fire Department invites you to their 39th Annual Fish Fry, Saturday, April 26th. It's all-you-can-eat fish and all the fixins served up hot starting at 3 p.m. at the Waseca Fire Station, 200 McCloskey Avenue. Dine in or grab it to go. Plus, raffles galore, guns, baskets, meat, and a live auction. Adults just $15, kids 6 to 12 or $10, and the littles, 5 and under, eat for free. Don't miss it. Support your local firefighters with every bite.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Yesterday in high school baseball, Ithaca was a winner against Kickapoo 4-1. Weston 21-0 over Lafarge. Platteville 12-7 over Riverdale among the games yesterday. Also a victory for DeSoto over Boscobel 10-7, the final score. In area softball, Lafarge 18 and Weston 12. Fenimore 6-1 over Darlington. Cuba City shut out Riverdale 12-0, the final score. Waseca Steuben 10-5 over DeSoto. It was Dodgeville edging Richland Center in a 9-inning game last night. The score was 4-3. Platteville edged Lancaster 3-2, and River Valley got by Prairie du Chien 6-5 in softball. In soccer, Dodgeville Mineral Point 8-0 over Richland Center, and River Valley edged Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca 4-3. Mike Yastrzemski and Matt Chapman homered as the Giants rallied to beat the Brewers 6-5 yesterday to take 3 of 4 games in the series. Yastrzemski hit a solo home run, finished with 2 RBIs, and scored twice. Chapman hit his 5th home run of the season, a 2-run shot in the 5th inning. Christian Yelich, Reese Hoskins, and Sal Frelick all had RBIs for the Brewers. The Brewers get ready for a weekend series in St. Louis this evening. Elsewhere in the American League, the White Sox 3-0 over Minnesota, Seattle 4, Boston 3, the Athletics over Texas 4-3. Interleague play, Kansas City 7-4 over Colorado and 6-2 in the nightcap, Baltimore 2, Washington 1, the Angels 4-3 over Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay 7, Arizona 4. From the NBA playoffs, New York 118, Detroit 116, Oklahoma City over Memphis 114-108, and the Clippers got the win against Denver 117-83. Cam Ward went from zero-star recruit to number one pick in the NFL draft. Travis Hunter cost Jacksonville a premium. Jackson Dart was selected before Deion Sanders' son, while Ward, Hunter, and Abdul Carter went 1-2-3 as expected. Sanders wasn't picked at all in the first round. He was passed over by every team that had a need for a potential franchise quarterback, even though some draft analysts had him rated higher than Ward in their picks. From the NHL playoffs, Florida 2-0 over Tampa Bay. In overtime, Toronto 3-2 over Ottawa. Minnesota 5 and Vegas 2. St. Louis 7-2 over Winnipeg. And that's an update on sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
The Aerobic Polka on the Light in the Milk House show is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
Here we go. We always try to play a real peppy one on Friday to get us ready for the weekend. So brace yourselves. Here we go with the aerobic polka. Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out
All-Stars of Polka Land. Whew, that was a good one. The old aerobic polka today. As we head toward 57, maybe a little bit of rain today, although we were missed overnight. I was expecting more thundershowers overnight. Nothing here, but could be in line for a little bit yet this morning. About 5 minutes away from farm news and markets. Right now, a little shuffle from Johnny Bush.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom, 'cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night the swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in, 'cause they know each night that I'll come back to wind me up again. And I'm hoping this will be their biggest year, 'cause scarlet water's all that's left to keep me hanging on, and that's why I'll try to wind me up each day and night next year. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me grow.
Glacier Brothers, just one time. WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. Winds around 2, and right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 49, we are at 46 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Conservation concerns, preparing for a market high, and more. Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A North Central Illinois farmer says he's concerned federal cuts to the USDA will stymie the adoption of conservation practices across the country. Brian Corkill, who farms in Henry and Stark County, says the Conservation Stewardship Program was instrumental in his adoption of cover crops over a decade ago.
We experimented on our own a little bit at the front, but we were able to utilize some programs to implement them on a wider amount of acreage.
He says his local USDA staff were also vital, so seeing their numbers dwindle is a concern.
We're short on staffing to begin with. Those people are overworked, and I'm all in favor of eliminating government waste, but there's places where we can do it, and there's places where we can't.
Corkill tells Brownfield farmers need county-level support and incentives to expand conservation practices.
Because it is a big management change. You have to really have a big change in mindset over what you've done previously to do these things.
Corkill says it took about 5 years before seeing significant benefits from the cover crop system, but he's now a full believer and hopes the USDA continues to support more farmers' conversion to the practice. The benefits of conservation practices were on display Thursday at a Wisconsin farm. Brownfield's Larry Lee was there.
Two of Wisconsin's elected officials joined ag and natural resources leaders to see the benefits of good conservation practices firsthand. At the farm of Roger Bindle, who raises beef and crops near Plain. Bindle tells Brownfield he and other farmers started the Sauk Soil and Water Improvement Group.
It got started back in 2019. We were a bunch of farmers that were basically doing conservation practices, and we all wanted to get together and do more.
Lawmakers were able to hear the concerns of Bindle and county and state leaders as they consider the upcoming state budget and legislation, including the grazing pilot project bill. From outside Plain, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
A market analyst is encouraging farmers to prepare for a seasonal high in corn futures. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing says over the past 17 years, the summer price high for the December new crop corn contract occurred 5 times in May, 7 times in June, and 5 times in July.
In more recent years, that price high has been more in that May-June timeframe. So part of it depends on weather conditions. Part of it depends on planting progress. Some of it depends on the outlook for summer weather forecasts.
She tells Brownfield this historical trend can be a marketing tool for corn growers.
To have some confidence to make sure they're thinking about cash sales during the upcoming weeks.
Bloom says a potential market mover comes May 12th when USDA provides its first new crop yield estimates. And the USDA says commercial red meat production last month was up 1% on the year, with a 2% increase for beef and a slight rise for pork, both thanks to heavier average live weights. For these stories and more, visit BrownfieldAgNews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with MSAC Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale today. Lots of people are getting into the fields. Large squares topped at $150 a ton and large rounds at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Wilson Stock Trailer, trucks, mowers, UTVs, ATVs, boats, John Deere small square baler, chopper, manure spreader, and much, much more. Ending April 30th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more info, go to www.temsacauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now, I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade was quiet again Thursday. Bids were elusive. Asking prices were at $214 to $215 live in the south, and $340 plus dressed in the north. It looks like the bulk of the week's trade could get pushed until the very end of the week. The Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers 600 to 750 pounds were $10 to $22 higher, while other weight groups were not well compared but sold with a higher undertone. Heifers 550 to 750 pounds were steady to sharply higher, while other weight groups, also not well compared, sold with a higher undertone. The USDA says demand was good for the moderate to heavy supply. Medium and large one feeder steers 501 to 543 pounds brought $412.50 to $425. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.73 at $333.70. Select closed $1.83 higher at $316.35. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down more than 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Thursday's export sales report from the USDA had pork sales at a marketing year low. While China was noted on the report, it wasn't for purchases, but rather for its reductions. The industry is optimistic that domestic demand could see a boost with summer grilling season just around the corner, but that remains to be seen. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 56 cents with a weighted average of 91.31. The Iowa Minnesota was 6 cents higher with a weighted average of 92.02, and the Western Corn Belt down 57 cents with a weighted average of 91.61. Pork values were higher, up $1.78 at $95.86. Loins and hams were both sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 11,000 on the year. At the CME Live, cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up, waiting on direct business to develop. And lean hog futures closed mostly lower, pressured by lower cash business and that marketing year low for export sales. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling Sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week, power tools, clothing, chainsaw chain sharpening, $5 each, limit of 10. And our Vietnam Vet Chapter 7 brought sale on the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were $3 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with late commercial support. May was 12 and 3 quarters higher at 10.53. July was up 11 and 3 quarters at 10.62. Corn was higher, looking a little oversold, with May up 5 and a quarter at 4.77 and a quarter, and July 4 and 3 quarters higher at 4.84. Live cattle were mostly higher, and feeders were up, waiting for that direct trade to get going. June live was down a dime at 208. August was up 22 at 204.10. May feeders were 72 higher at 289.07. August was up 52 at 292.70. And hogs were mostly lower, with cash business lower during the session. May lean was up 7 cents at 91.95. June was down 22 at 99.92. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
When it comes to food safety, at what point does careful become too careful? That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. For a number of years now, governments around the world have held back approval for the use of genetically modified food products. And Sir Richard Roberts thinks it's time for that to change. The Nobel Prize-winning British scientist says the science behind GMOs is sound.
Europeans like to say, and a number of politicians like to say this too, that we have to be careful. You know, when something new comes along, we don't want to just accept it and worry that maybe it's going to cause a problem. Let's get some scientific evidence. But how much do you need?
While Europe is often seen as the poster child for cautious approaches to scientific advancement, Robert says many other countries have sat on the GM approval process as well.
We have to stop supporting the idea that foods produced by modern breeding methods are inherently dangerous. This is what Greenpeace wants you to believe. And they won't come out and admit that the science now says these things are perfectly safe. It's really very disappointing.
Robert spoke recently at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. And there's a link to his presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The National Football League draft kicked off Thursday in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Brownfield's Larry Lee attended one of the pre-draft events that helps feed children.
Gen Youth is a nonprofit organization that works to equip schools to help provide students with better access to nutrition and physical activity. CEO Anne Marie Krautheim tells Brownfield their Taste of the Draft fundraiser brought 20 Wisconsin Supper Club chefs, former NFL players, and fans together for food, football, and philanthropy.
Schools will receive grants as a result of this effort. It'll help to nourish children, help end student hunger, and help give them opportunities to be physically active.
And the money is going to 90 Wisconsin school districts.
We're giving grab-and-go school breakfast equipment, so it literally rolls the healthy school meal, including fruit, and whole grains and lean protein and dairy right to where the kids are getting off the school bus. They literally can grab and go.
Chef Mark Bucher says fundraisers like this are important, especially now.
A lot of federal programs that support families and students with nutritional support, SNAP benefits, school lunch programs, are seeing some deep cuts. And the folks at Gen Youth, who put this amazing event on as well as Taste the NFL, work really hard in making sure that no student is going to leave school hungry.
Gen Youth and the NFL also have a similar event before the Super Bowl every year. From the NFL Draft in Green Bay, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Checking markets, May Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange closed 28 cents higher Thursday at 1865. June was up a dime at 1745. For cash dairy, Dryway was up 1 cent at 51 cents, blocks down 6 at $1.70, barrels down 9.5 cents to 169, butter unchanged at 232.5, and nonfat dry milk up a half cent Thursday at 118 and 3 quarters. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Corn farmers are facing increased challenges from herbicide-resistant weeds at a time when every bushel matters. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative for Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, says every weed escape has an impact on the bottom line.
If we're not getting them controlled, obviously they're competing for that space, nutrients, and water. And plenty of data out there shows there's detrimental yield loss there.
He says incorporating multiple modes of action into a herbicide plan is the best way to combat resistance.
My recommendation is Certain herbicide as a pre, followed by something with status in it, status herbicide post-emergence. Those are multiple effective set of action products. They're different modes of action from HPPDs and gives us a strong 1-2 punch.
Martins says status from BASF offers growers flexibility for a timely application.
Application window is V2 through V8, and it has adjuvant flexibility, so you could use NIS, COC, or even MSO with it.
To learn more about status herbicide, contact your local BASF representative or visit agriculture.basf.us.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
A high of 57 expected for today. No rain overnight. There was a little bit of thunder and lightning in the night. Daytime high today in the upper 50s, clearing and brisk tonight, and a low of 35. Saturday mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 62, and Sunday 67, partly cloudy and mild, and a bit breezy. Warmer, 77 by Monday with some scattered showers, some of which could be heavy. In Richland Center, it is 46 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Friday, April 25th.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
The lights in the harbor. Boom, boom, boom. Of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak,
sea of heartbreak, heartbreak.
How did I lose you?
Boom, boom, boom.
Barstool, a picture from a cheap song. She'd been standing by the jukebox, dropping quarters all night long. He said, tell me, are you lonely? Is there some place we can go? She said, cowboy, you know I'm lonely, but there's something you should know. If you wanna find gold, go looking in the mountains. If you wanna find silver, go digging in the stones. If you wanna find heaven, go reading in the Bible. If you wanna find love, go looking at home. She touched the gold ring on his finger and held it to the jukebox light. And she said, stranger, think what you're losing if you leave here with me tonight. So he pulled her body closer. She felt feelings she had never known. He said, thank you for the lesson. And if you need me, I'll be at home. 'Cause if you wanna find gold, silver, go dig it in the stones. If you want to find heaven, go reading in the Bible. If you want to find love, go looking at home. If you want to find gold, go looking in the mountains. If you want to find silver, go dig it in stones.
Kenny Rogers on WRCO, and if you want to find love. 46 degrees here at WRCO Studios. We'll get the latest look at weather with our old buddy Tony Schumacher. He'll be in just a little bit here. More regular features along the way. Drive carefully on your way out and about on a Friday. It's hard to believe it's the final weekend in April, isn't it?
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department,
Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Wilkinson Auctions annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auctions lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you, too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. A little bit more rain moving across the region for the first half of today. Nothing too heavy. Maybe another tenth of an inch or a little bit more. That'll be coming to an end by early this afternoon as it all shifts off to the south and east. We are expecting cool air to continue to filter in as well, keeping temperatures several degrees below normal. Should have a beautiful Saturday shaping up with high pressure moving in from southern Canada, bringing lots of dry air and sunshine. Sunday south winds return to the area, starting a warming trend. There could be a few spotty showers over west and north Wisconsin Sunday. We'll have a better chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms Monday into Monday night as warm, humid air moves in, along with a cold front approaching from the northwest. In fact, there could be some scattered heavy thunderstorms, especially late Monday. Behind that, a few leftover showers early Tuesday before things dry out again, and temperatures look relatively seasonal for the bulk of next week. Here's a forecast for today, overcast and cool with some off and on showers, mostly ending by early afternoon, high near 57, northeast wind 6 to 15. Tonight, clearing and brisk with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and pleasant, high at 62, wind northeast up to 10. On Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, a touch breezy as well. Low 37, high near 67. Monday should be variably cloudy, breezy, and warm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some could have high winds or hail. Low 50, high 77. Tuesday, a good chance of showers in the morning, breezy and cooler, with breaks of sun later. Low 55, high 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny, low in the upper 30s, high near 64. Thursday, more clouds along with spotty showers, high near 67. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
46 degrees with cloudy skies. 61 was yesterday's high. We picked up 65 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high, 87, established in 1962. The record low for April 25th, 1967, it was 23. Last year's high was 62 and the low 34. Sunset will occur at 7:56 this evening. Sunrise time will be in just a couple of minutes here, just after 6 o'clock. West to northwest winds at 3, barometer at 30.09. No precipitation today. So there were some stars overnight, but skies have clouded. And in the outlying areas, some rain early on this morning. So we could be in line for some rain in a fairly short time this morning, it looks like. Right now, we're at our overnight low of 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Russian officials confirm a car bomb in Moscow killed a high-ranking